Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on OklahomaFarmReport.com. Time to take a look at all of our agricultural markets here today. Well, we're going to have a complete rundown from Justin Lewis when we come back right after this. Sometimes it's okay to be the second hardest worker on the farm, especially when you're getting outworked by your John Deere Gator from P&K Equipment. Because we're telling you, these machines can flat out work. No matter the task or terrain, these work tough, play tough, high-performance utility vehicles will do the job. And right now, you can get up to $500 off select model XUV Gators. Whether it's a long week of hard work or a long weekend of fun, your Gator's ready. You've got some land. It's time you own it. And remember, in Oklahoma, John Deere starts with P&K. Offer ends 10/28/16. Other offers available. Some restrictions apply. See P&K for details.
Oklahoma pig farmers are committed to producing safe, nutritious food for families everywhere. That's why we use proven traditional farming techniques along with the latest agricultural technology on our farms. We're dedicated to doing what's right. That means taking care of our animals, giving back to our communities, and respecting the earth and its natural resources. This message funded by Oklahoma's pork producers and America's Pork Checkoff.
Grain futures closed mostly in the red today as corn was down 3 to 3.75 cents. Beans just slightly lower at a half to a penny lower. And then wheat futures 2 to 3 cents. Lower here to finish the day in the July 17 at 4.56¾, down 1¾. This morning's export report, we were expecting 300 to 500,000 bushels for the wheat, and the final number there was 561,000, so a really good, strong wheat, higher than expected number. For corn, we were expecting about 700 to 900,000 metric tons, and then total corn was 921, so really above the average guess there. And then soybeans were 875,000, where we were looking for 900 to 1.2 million. So disappointing soybean export sales, which is kind of the opposite of what had been normal for the last couple of weeks. Now next week on the 30th, we've got the grain stocks report. A lot of anticipation there. All these reports offer anticipation, but we're looking for the soybean stocks to be about 185. Last year they were 191, so a little bit tighter. For corn, we're looking for 1.716, whereas 1.731 for corn last year at this time. And then wheat could be somewhere around 2.42 billion bushels, where last year it was 2.01.
We'll have a check on all the grain news when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app. Featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Cattle futures today finished lower on the live cattle, which is a surprise to most, as October live cattle were down $1.80 at 106.75. The cash trade looked like it's going to be 110 or higher to finish off the week, and here the futures market is selling off quite hard, finishing the day quite a bit lower. Midday box beef up 69 on choice at 187.86. Select up 76 cents at 180.54. And so both of those slightly higher here. But the big deal this week will be tomorrow afternoon on the on-feed report. Expectations or average guesses are on-feed 101% of last year, or 10.098 million head. Placements of 112.6% last year, 1.838 million head, and then marketed 116.7% of last year, or 1.853. So some really big shifts there in those percentages, placements quite a bit higher, and as well as marketing quite a bit higher. Again, that report is just after the close tomorrow at 2 p.m. General overall outlook here is what's going to happen for the next couple of weeks as we begin to really price those wheat pasture cattle. You look out there in the spring, we're quite a bit lower than the current front month prices. March is 123.50, down 80. Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805.